6th of November, 1935. Talk number 86. The Master gave the true significance of the Christian faith thus. Christ is the ego, the cross is the body. When the ego is crucified and it perishes, what survives is the absolute being, God. Quote, I and my Father are one. Unquote. And this glorious survival is called resurrection. Talk number 87. Major A.W. Chadwick, an ardent English devotee, asked, why did Jesus call out, my God, while being crucified? Maharshi, it might have been an intercession on behalf of the two thieves who were crucified with him. Again, a Gyani has attained liberation even while alive, here and now. It is immaterial as to how, where, and when he leaves his body. Some Gyanis may appear to suffer, others may be in samadhi, still others may disappear from sight before death, but that makes no difference to their jnana. Such suffering is apparent only to the onlooker and not to the jnani, for he has already transcended the mistaken identity of the self with the body. Talk number 88. The same gentleman asked, what is the significance of Christ in the illumination of St. Paul? Maharshi, illumination is absolute, not associated with forms. After St. Paul became self-conscious, he identified the illumination with Christ consciousness. Devotee, but Paul was not a lover of Christ then. Maharshi, love or hatred is immaterial. The thought of Christ was there. It is similar to Ravana's case. Christ consciousness and self-realization are all the same. Talk number 89. Maharshi, Karpura Arti is symbolic of the burning away of the mind by the light of illumination. Vibhuti, sacred ashes, is Shiva, absolute being. And Kumkum, vermilion powder, is Shakti, consciousness. Vibhuti is of two kinds, para vibhuti and apara vibhuti. The sacred ashes are of the latter class. The para is what remains over after all the dross has been burned away by the fire of realization. It is absolute being. Talk number 90. Again, the Trinity was explained. God the Father represents Ishwara. God the Holy Spirit represents Atman. God the Son represents Guru. God appears to his devotee in the form of a Guru, Son of God, and points out to him the immanence of the Holy Spirit, that is to say, that God is spirit, and this spirit is immanent everywhere, and that the self must be realized, which is the same as realizing God. Talk number 91. A Bengali visitor asked, how is the mind controlled? Maharshi, what do you call the mind? Devotee, when I sit down to think of God, thoughts wander away to other objects. I want to control those thoughts. Maharshi, in the Bhagavad Gita it is said that that it is the nature of the mind to wander. One must bring one's thoughts to bear on God. By long practice, the mind is controlled and made steady. The wavering of the mind is a weakness arising from the dissipation of its energy. Repeat, dissipation of its energy in the shape of thoughts. When one makes the mind stick to one thought, the energy is conserved and the mind becomes stronger. Devotee, what is the meaning of the strength of mind? Maharshi, its ability to concentrate on one thought without being distracted. Devotee, how to achieve that? Maharshi, by practice. A devotee concentrates on God. A seeker, follower of the Jnana Marga, seeks the self. The practice is equally difficult for both. Devotee, even if the mind is brought to bear on the search for the self, after a long struggle, the mind begins to elude him, and the person is not aware of the mischief until after some time. Maharshi, so it would be. In the earlier stages, the mind reverts to the search at long intervals. With continued practice, it reverts at shorter intervals, until finally it does not wander at all. It is then that the dormant Shakti manifests. The sattvic mind is free from thoughts, whereas the rajasic mind is full of them. The sattvic mind resolves itself into the life current. Devotee, can one keep the mind away from entering into the phase of thoughts before one experiences the current? Maharshi, yes, the current is pre-existent.